Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics. Hot Topics.
Steve Hawk.
Shaq. 1, 2, am I on?
Doesn't
sound like it.
I don't know. Hold on here. What am I doing wrong?
Man, this guy. I love Steve, but I will tell you, I've never seen anything quite like it. When he gets nervous.
Right.
He literally, it just spirals so fast out of control.
It can happen.
And I'm like, Steve, just, we're good. Take a deep breath. Do we need to, Steve,
take a deep breath.
Okay.
My microphone's on.
Yes.
Take a deep breath. I want to hear it.
Oh, that was me.
You need to breathe.
I still have some East Coast stuff.
There you go. Everything's going to be fine, Producer Steve. Oh, my gosh. Jay just texted and said he's available for Hot Topics if needed. Well, we will catch up with Jay on the next one.
Okay,
I'm very excited to hear about it. Okay, Jay is on his way to Minnesota, or he's there now, I guess.
Yeah.
For his daughter's wedding.
All right.
I also have been, my son, my youngest, Coop, he's getting married.
Ooh.
Next year.
Okay.
Sometime. So I've been doing a little bit of the, you know, like talking to them about the planning and all that stuff.
You've been to a couple of weddings, yeah.
Steve Hawk, what do you like for food when you go to a wedding?
Snacks. I don't like a big meal.
Oh, snacks.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've ever had that at a wedding.
I don't need the big meal. I'm not going there for it. I certainly, if I'm hosting, I don't want to have to. But yeah, I don't think that the meal is necessarily needed. We're there for them, for the people, for the wedding, for the thing. And so I like snack food. Nothing to where you have to sit down and, I hope I don't spill. No, it doesn't need to be a formal get down with a dinner thing. I like snacky type stuff. I like egg rolls or those sandwiches
like
that are rolled
finger
up, pinwheels,
foods.
Pinwheel sandwiches.
You want more like hors d'oeuvres served at some point. So now, what time of the day are you okay with that? See, because like if you had an early wedding, you that's a later wedding type of deal.
You do, but see, you start doing it around dinner time, and then people expect you to give them some sort of dinner. You know, you're coming to see me get married.
So, but if you have it at like 3 o'clock,
that's when you do the pinwheel sandwiches.
Then you do the pinwheels, but you don't want people leaving at 5 to go home and eat.
Why?
Because, as a DJ, that hurt me.
No, I mean, this is after, I see you're going to the reception and everything, but the meal part is not, I don't think, necessary. And not a formal meal is not necessary. I guess that's what I'm getting to.
Well,
it doesn't
have
anything to do with the reception. We're just done with the wedding part.
Right. That is, okay. So at the reception part, this is the part that I care about.
Right.
The party, the dance and all the good stuff, all that. So have you been to one where you're like, oh, my favorite is barbecue? But you're just saying no. You just straight up want snacks.
Yeah, I mean, I have been to one that was a good barbecue, and the food was delicious. The wedding was beautiful. But what do I prefer? That. I prefer something small and just do some sandwiches and
Well, you're going to get invited then. Steve, you've been to a wedding or two?
Yeah, a few in my day.
And I feel like, man, Steve went to one in Beverly Hills.
Ooh, show off.
For his cousin. What is it, a cousin, right, Steve?
Yeah, well, it's my cousin's kid, which is also my cousin.
Lost me.
Second cousin.
Now you really lost me. See ya.
And your cousin is like some sort of surgeon or something?
He was a doctor, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Now he's not? What happened there?
He's like retired or whatever.
Okay. I thought it was like, I lost my license.
Yeah, he lost his license.
All right, end of story.
Yep. In Beverly Hills, so you can imagine.
There you go.
And Steve went to a very fancy wedding. I would imagine the food there was unidentifiable, right, Steve? Like you had no idea what you were eating?
I mean, everything there was unidentifiable.
Yes. I saw the pictures of it, and I was just like, wow, that is something different. You went to a buddy's wedding in Seattle this summer. Do you remember what was the food there?
They had some, they had food trucks. So they had
nice
tacos
that's a good move.
I like that too.
Food trucks are cool.
Yep.
I do like that idea. Just good old fashioned food trucks. Get what you want.
Yep.
Have fun. There you go.
Okay. It was pretty nice.
Yeah, I was just curious. I don't know what the meal is for the Daniels family with Emma's wedding. But apparently we can find out next when we talk to Jay because he's available.
Yeah, you know, didn't he say something? I thought he tipped me off that, of course, his wife was going to be in charge of a lot of it. I don't remember them saying that they were going to have it catered or food trucks or anything.
Well, I know they're at a golf course, basically, what's it called? Not resort, I guess. Maybe?
Yeah, it's a fancy golf course, and then you can get their clubhouse and you get their party room, and you can do everything there. So food will be brought in, or they already have a line on doing parties like this. So there's that. That must be what they're utilizing, because you're not just going to go there and cook everything. She can't.
That's too much stress.
That'll be a lot. It'll be interesting to hear what they do.
Yeah. Hey, Steve Hawk, I do have a couple things on the text line directed towards you.
Oh, wow.
If you want to hear them.
Hit me.
Okay, so.
Is this like mean texts?
Well, this one, I'm not sure how to feel about this one. Austin goes, now is a great chance to see if Hawk can pick up Steve.
Okay.
From a story earlier today.
Was it really?
Down in Pullman, there are some hawks that have been swooping down.
I get it
and
now.
And like one of them hit someone in the head and the whole deal. Yeah, so the hawks, and then we started talking about the hawks picking up dogs.
Yeah.
And producer Steve's like, what? They can do that? And I'm like, they will. They'll give it a try.
Absolutely.
And okay. So now I said, do you think a hawk can pick you up,
Steve? You know, I am Steve Hawk through and through. So much so. Check this out. True story. I can prove it.
Okay.
Walking through the Smithsonian about a week ago.
Yeah.
And there's birds and reptiles and birds and mummies and dead fish and blah, 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 blah. And there's a hawk. You think I'm standing there, take a picture of it? And my 13-year-old's going, what are you doing?
Of course you do.
Said, I am taking pictures of hawks.
So is it just like a big old stuffed hawk?
Yeah, I mean, it was like the hawk part of the museum.
Wow.
And the hawk part.
Good pictures.
I know. My kid's like, let's go to the mummies. Let's stop at the hawks. What are you talking about, bro?
Our name's not Mummy.
Yeah.
Our name's Hawk.
I mean, it could be.
Do you want me to come over there and lift you up? Is that what this is all about?
Well, no, I don't, but...
I will. I will absolutely lift you up.
You could, right?
Yo, easy.
Yeah. You're a strong guy, and Steve is a light guy.
Very much so. But I'll go over there if that...
Thanks, Austin, but...
I love it, Austin, but yeah, I can do that. No problem.
I'm heftier than you might think.
I don't care. I can lift you up.
Okay. Then I guess this one makes a lot more sense. Now I understand what was going on because Tom asks, ask Hawk why he's been bothering people in Pullman because it's Hawks.
Well, you know, I spent a lot of time there back in the early 90s and the town did me wrong a couple of times. So sweet revenge.
Sweet revenge on Pullman.
is that what it is?
Well, that's what I'm going with.
Were you one of those that you didn't go to WSU?
Absolutely.
But you had friends that did. And so you would just be like, well, I'm not doing your college classes, but I will do your parties.
Every weekend. There were some really good shows, though. But so back in the 90s, when you and I were going to school together, I was driving down there to pretend I was going to school there. Had a friend who lived in a fraternity, so I stayed there, and I was living the life on the weekends.
That is great. Hawk, I missed out on that, and I'm an idiot because one of my close buddies went to WSU, and he had a great time for 4 years. He was in a fraternity, same deal. And I remember him saying, you ought to come down here sometime. And I just remember thinking, well, that doesn't sound right. I don't go to school there.
I didn't say that.
What an idiot.
It could have been so right, though, Kevin.
Oh, man. That was good times. Pizza Pipeline had just opened up a store down in Pullman.
Oh, really?
Oh, gosh. We ate a lot of Pipeline.
And did you work at Pipeline at the time?
No, I don't remember. No, I don't know if they were coinciding. I don't think
so. Okay, gotcha. All right, well, we will talk to Jay next. Apparently, he is available. We will see what's going on with that man as he prepares for his only daughter to get married this week.
Nice. The Big 99.9 Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Man, you ready to play a little Beat the Show? You got to challenge Steve today for some Dutch Bros.
Kevin James.
Steve?
Yeah, you have to challenge Steve. Congratulations on that.
Thanks.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country. Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics.
Hot Topics. Oh, yes, it is Hawk Topics time. And gentlemen, we have a special guest on the phone.
What?
Is it a special guest when it's the guy whose name is first on the show? Right. How does that work?
It's still a special guest. Yeah, I think so. Hey, Jay.
I'm a special guest?
Are you not?
I guess today I'm a guest.
Well,
there
you go.
I don't know about the first part of that, but I'm a guest, that's for sure.
Okay.
Honorary special guest.
Ooh.
First things first, I can't wait till Steve Hawk's young son gets married so we can all go to the wedding and then we get a hand stamp and we're told to go home and eat dinner and come back for the reception.
Yeah, I didn't.
We're going to have some sort of egg roll and extra large Cheez-Its or something.
Not everybody stays for the reception, so it's not like you need a ticket to get in. Well, maybe at mine, but you may need, like, some people leave. You get your snacks and get out. The rest of us are going to stay and party.
Yeah, it's going to be great. Can't wait. Hand stamps. Everybody go home, eat. See you in about 2 hours.
Yeah, stay for the egg rolls and the dance.
It was different. I've never seen a wedding quite like that, but I was intrigued by Hawk's thought process. Yes.
Yeah, I do. Hey, where were you a couple months ago? We could have saved some serious dough on the food.
I could have. Jay, what did you guys end up with for food for Emma's wedding, which is now 4 days away?
What is it? Whiskey steaks, honey, and what's the other one? Chicken what? Chicken piccata and ooh, whiskey steak, ooh. Whatever.
Whiskey steaks?
Yeah.
Oh, wedding in the Midwest. Love it.
Yeah, jeez. Wow.
Yeah.
Got
I
some
know.
And, good taters also, in there, too?
What was that one?
Some sort of taters?
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding me? You've got to have taters. Taters and veggies, the whole thing. Yeah.
Gratin?
Mm.
Why not?
Will this be a seated dinner or a buffet style?
It's sit down.
Oh, wow. So it's
designated
seated.
Seats? Wow. You have nameplates?
Yeah, everybody gets know, a name tag that was a name tag with color coordinated ribbons personally done by somebody who's talking to you and his wife.
Yikes.
Yep.
Also, Jay, that is by the way, I've always heard
putting together the
seating arrangement at tables can be very difficult.
I don't know, was it? It was pretty easy, wasn't it? Yeah, it was pretty easy. It's really kind of obvious. It was like Spokane people. Young people.
That's probably going to save you, right? Because it was a lot of family and not too many. Yeah, that makes sense.
What if you just threw all the name tags up in the air and said, here we go?
That's the way I wanted to do it, Hawk. I was like, let's do that. Let's just mix and match and watch the fun. I was outvoted on that.
Oh,
that's a real shame.
Yeah, very much a bummer. But, yeah, no, it's going well. Yesterday it rained all day up here in North Minnesota. She rained. She was wet. So we stayed inside and made mints. What else did we do?
Candy bags.
Oh, yeah, candy bags. You guys.
All right.
Oh, mints. Oh, I tell you, wedding mints, I don't see them very often anymore at weddings, but they should be at every wedding. They are so delicious.
Yes.
You want to know
absolutely.
Why you don't see them, Kevin? Because they take 500 hours to make.
Okay. That could be why, Jay.
Jeez, between the throwing of the mint stuff at each other and the sugar everywhere.
It was a lot.
No, it was actually really fun, wasn't it, honey?
Sounds like a good time. Yeah.
Oh,
memories.
Man, that was great.
Memories. Yeah.
How's the staying with the 25 people in the same place?
They show up tonight. Thanks for mentioning it, Steve. I really appreciate everything you're doing back there. Seems like you're having fun.
Hey, Jay, did you happen to hear the topic for Beat the Show today?
No, I listened a little bit later than that.
Try to think of something really old.
Or really current.
Something really old or really current. I've been up since 2 a.m., guys. My brain's not going to think that way.
Wow.
Something really old. My mom, something current. My mom at my daughter's wedding.
Okay, and your mother is how old?
94.
This person is only 18 years older than your mom.
What?
Yeah, Lucille Ball. We did Lucille Ball today with Steve's category because it would have been her 112th birthday.
Were we trying to eliminate 80% of the audience?
Yes.
What are we trying to do there?
And the good news is tomorrow is Duke Ellington.
Oh, perfect.
Oh, sweet. No, was there any questions about Edith Mertz on that?
There wasn't, and I don't even know what that is, but I love that you said it, Jay.
Boy, you know, I really appreciate that you can make fun of my beat the show questions hundreds of miles away.
Oh, actually more than 1,000, Steve. Don't cut more,
yes. Jay, Christina just asked me a question. She just texted and said, are you guys going to bury a sausage?
Oh, I forgot about that. Did you hear that story, honey?
No, I didn't.
You bury an uncooked sausage. Was it the day of the wedding?
Night before the wedding.
Night before the wedding, because it won't rain, and it's supposed to be good luck and all this stuff.
Ooh.
Oh, sausage will be purchased. We got to go to Costco, because there's nothing else to do.
Well, Jay.
Well, you could just go to Wisconsin and pick up some sausage.
I'll just head to a local butcher. You'll find a butcher around there.
Oh, we got tons of those, but we got to go to Fargo to go to Costco. And then my wife says, you know, we got to go to the dollar store. I said, yeah, it's been about 2 days, so we should.
We've got to stock up again.
They're going to close down. Yeah. How is the overall vibe of everything? And you say everybody else gets to the cabin today. Has it been just you and Denise?
No, it's my youngest son, his girlfriend, Emma and Jacob, the happy couple, and then my wife and I. That we've been the six of us at the cabin. Five more show up today, and then the mayhem immediately ensues after that.
Okay.
Party's over.
Yeah, we'll be there in a couple days then, Jay.
Hey, you guys are all welcome. you're not getting any of the whiskey steak or the chicken piccata, but I am going to give everybody an egg roll and maybe
perfect.
A...
How about a bag of mints?
Pinwheel sandwich?
Yeah, a pinwheel sandwich. That's it.
Is that all?
Maybe we can do our fantasy draft at the same time. I don't know.
That would be great. And maybe since we're in Minnesota, we could do some left while we're here.
Oh, I love it.
Lucille Ball, I Love Lucy Marathon.
Yeah. It's all settled.
What a great time. What a great time. How is Emma?
The possibilities are endless.
How is Emma just 4 days from the wedding? Is she pretty cool as a cucumber? How is she doing?
Sorry, you were breaking up there, Kevin.
All right. Well played. That's fair.
She's a little high strung. Yeah, that's how she is. She's a
type where she
A.
Gets
she
it
obviously
from.
Gets that from her mother. So.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
She comes by it honest. That is for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Really.
All right, Jay. We're up against a hard break here.
You know how that goes.
I noticed a couple of heartbreaks you've been up against. Okay, gotta go. Love you guys.
Well, it was good of him.
Did he just leave us?
Right
okay.
on cue.
All right. See you later, Jay. Oh, I guess he actually hung up. Okay. All right.
My cue to leave, too.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks, Steve Hawk, for
Thank you, guys.
I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me in today.
You bet. And thanks for the idea of snacks at a wedding.
I think it's a novel. It can't be the first time anybody's ever thought of that. It's not that big of a deal.
I don't think so. And we'll see you tomorrow, yeah?
Absolutely. Let's talk weddings.
Favorite thing that they do at weddings now, some weddings.
What?
Late night, like pizza or Taco Bell. Like as the reception's been going, everybody's dancing for a while, having some drinks. It's like, here comes Taco Bell, here comes pizza.
That'd be a great time to pull
it's
up in a food truck. Just show up then.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I like that idea.
Move over egg rolls.
I like that idea.
Move over egg rolls. The Big 99.9
Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I think a lot of people are very passionate about what type of pickles they like.
Oh, true.
Oh, yeah, that is very true, Jay. People are picky pickle eaters. There are other pickle eaters like myself who will eat any pickle anytime.
Kevin James.
So there are picky pickle eaters. And
there are picky pickle
eaters. But also passionate pickle eaters will eat any kind of pickle.
Yeah, there's not a pickle I've met that I don't like.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country. Kevin's Clip of the Day.
Alrighty, Kevin. Clip of the Day time. What do you say?
Well, Steve, this is something you haven't experienced yet because you haven't had a wife.
Okay. Not that I know of.
Yep, but I will tell you, someday you will probably have a wife. And this could happen to you. It used to be my life. I was married for, 24 years.
Uh-huh.
And then I had a girlfriend for like 3.5 years. Mm-hmm. And I can relate to what this man is going through here in this clip as he chats with his wife about going to the store.
Turn to the store. Do you want to come with me?
Do you want me to?
Do you want to?
Not really. How long are you going to be gone?
Not long.
All right, well, I'll just sit right here.
Oh, just come with me.
Well, do you want me to come with you or not?
I mean, yeah, but I want you to want to come with me.
Okay, I want to come with you.
Okay. Just don't rush me while we're there. I want to take my time. Just be, like, happy and jolly to be there, okay?
Then why? Why don't I just stay at home then? You can go do your thing.
Because I like when you're with me. But I like when you're happy when you're with me. I don't want you huffing and puffing because it's going to take me a minute in the store.
That's fine. I'll just go sit in the car.
No, because I want you to be in there with me and holding my hand and smiling.
Well, make up your damn mind.
I mean, it is so real. That, and I think couples either come up with that agreement pretty early on, like Jay and Denise, they love to go shopping together. They've just made it their thing where it's like, listen, if we're going to go to the store, I'll go to the store with you. And they make it work. Mm. There are others. I know other people where it is the standard operating procedure that I will go with you, but I will be in the car.
The good old SOP. Standard operating procedure.
Yes. Sitting in the car. I used to be a sit in the car guy on certain occasions.
Okay.
If it was, well, and one of them would be, and this, like in Medical Lake, if we were in the town where we live, the small town, and if we went to like the grocery store there,
mm-hmm.
I would just be like, how long do you want this to take? Because a lot of times if I went into the store, I'd run into somebody that I was coaching their kid or whatever the case may be, where my ex-wife, she would see them, she'd say hi, she might chat it up with some people, but there was about a 90% chance that I would run into somebody and then start talking to them for way too long. And so it would just be like, I don't want to deal with it. Can you please just go in the store and I will sit in the car?
I mean, that's
reclined
a good,
yeah. All the way so no one sees me in here.
Just windows up. Do it.
I mean, just go to stores sometimes and just see. You go around the parking lot and you will see the guy who is the wait in the car guy.
Hmm. I do like this.
You never noticed it?
I mean, I guess I've done it like with my parents as a kid.
I'd be sure.
Like, I don't want to go grocery shopping or whatever. Yeah. I mean, so I get it. It makes
sense.
Sat
in the car. Yeah, it's kind of like that.
I do like this text that we just got from Chris. He said, the one time I've seen Jay in public, he and his wife were shopping at Costco.
Yeah, there it is. I mean, they do that a lot. And like Costco is a place that I would always try to go into to limit the, you know, the damage control. And I think that's why Jay goes in. Because he's thinking, if I let Denise go into Costco, and he'll do a lot of trips by Costco by himself.
Right.
Because then guess what he gets? Exactly what they need.
Oh.
Not the old, that's why he goes in too, I think. He says it's fun, Denise. And really what it is making sure she doesn't spend all of the money.
So the trusting of a certain person. I see.
But you make it look like it's all fun and games, and then it works out fine.
It's all fun and games, isn't it, to you, Kevin?
Man, I haven't been to Costco for a long time, Steve, but I just the other day saw somebody with two things from Costco. It was the pepperoni sticks and the trail mix. And I was like, I gotta get back to Costco. Now with my son living with me, I feel like I have a reason. There's at least, you know, three or four people in the house if his girlfriend's there. And so it's like, I feel like I have a reason to get back to Costco.
Right, and there's a reason that he's going to go in the store with you.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Kevin's a head sweater. I tend to sweat on my, sadly, bottom and feet. And then you sweat where?
Kevin James.
I guess I'm more of a, like, armpit.
Traditional.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The traditional sweater, Kevin. Kind of like what you're wearing today.
A traditional sweater.
I am.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country. Final thoughts.
All righty. Yes, indeed. It is time for final thoughts. Kevin, did we make it through day number two?
We did, yes. I mean, we had a few bumps in the road, but we made it through, Steve.
We sure do. I apologize. But, you know, the reason why, can I say a little behind the scenes? Can I explain myself?
Sure, yeah, I'm listening.
So the reason why I freaked out during one of our segments, and it wasn't really a complete freak out.
No.
It was a moderate, was because I couldn't hear anything through my headphones.
Yeah.
And the reason why I kept plugging and plugging back in to the board, and then I was pressing buttons on the board to see if there was something wrong. I thought you guys couldn't hear either. This was when Steve Hawk was in here.
Yeah.
And
we could hear. We both were just looking at you, and I go, turn on a mic. Yeah. Turn on a mic.
So I did eventually. But the problem was, apparently, I didn't, well, I guess I knew this, but I didn't realize it. There's another plug in the headphones that goes to the actual
headphone.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they have an adapter on each end.
Yes.
And so you can take the cord completely off.
Right. So apparently that end fell
out.
It
was undone, yeah.
And so afterwards, Steve Hawk came up to me and was like,
let me show you.
Yeah. So.
It happened, Steve. And you know what? Honestly, if that's the biggest mistake we make, we're golden.
I guess so. I didn't even feel it like fall out though. That's the weird part. So, but we're back on track, and now I know to check for that. If it does ever happen,
you're
again.
Set.
Yeah. And the good thing is you could hear what was going on. You know, the panic.
Oh yeah,
stuff.
I could hear your panic.
Yeah, it was great.
Then I tried to get you to take a deep breath, and you were not playing. You were just like, I can't.
Well, because. I thought that something was really wrong and that we couldn't hear anything, and I don't know. So, yeah.
Makes sense. Listen, it happens. No biggie.
Yeah, we're good now, though. We're good now.
Steve, I have a little dilemma in my house, which is
uh-huh.
My granddaughter found this recipe, and she found it like 2 weeks ago, and I thought she was going to forget about it, but I don't know if she saved it or what, but she found it again and was playing it. It's like on YouTube Kids or something.
A recipe?
And it's like, how to make cotton candy at home.
Oh.
And then the stinking guy, says, you only need two ingredients, water and sugar.
Right.
So the old, we don't have all the stuff for that. But, darn it, sweetheart, we don't have all the stuff for that. Maybe we can get it someday and we can make it. But she knows full well we have sugar and we have water. So she's like, Papa, can we please make this? The man says in the video, as he's heating up the sugar and the water together, like once it's done, he's like, okay, now we take a spoon and make sure you're in an area where you don't care if it gets really messy.
So because she cares then, about that, or you care about that?
Well,
part?
I mean, I definitely care about getting sticky cotton candy like stuff all over the, you know, counter, whatever. Seems like a mess. Now, he did say, take it outside. And I'm thinking, okay, that might be the way to go. Take it outside. And then you apparently just stir it a whole bunch and it makes little wisps of cotton candy.
Huh. You think that's actually
true? I mean, I saw the guy do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it is true.
I saw the guy do it. It looked like it was pretty easy, but I'm also doubting it.
I mean, that's
so I've just been looking for anything. Or does anyone done that? Has anyone made homemade cotton candy? Is it a really big mess and I need to avoid this? I was just finding a lemonade, a unicorn lemonade that just requires some food coloring and a couple other things where I could maybe trick her with that one. It looks less messy than cotton candy. But if someone's done the cotton candy and it's not that bad, let me know, because maybe I will finally do it with her today.
Yeah, and I think if you do wind up doing it outside is probably the way to go. Or, yeah, for the most part.
Seems like it.
Yeah.
Other than the fact that it's a really hot pan, because you got to get the sugar super hot and the water.
Oh.
And then stir. I mean, it's fine.
Yeah, or you could just do it in the neighbor's.
In the neighbor's house?
Yeah, why not?
Okay.
It's how you meet the neighbors, too.
That's true, Steve. I mean, I haven't met any of them. I guess this would be the time.
All right. Problem solved. Okay, Kevin, before we head out, what do you say we give away some tickets? How do you feel about that?
Yeah, what do we have? We have the Nate Smith Ernest tickets left.
That is correct. Nate Smith Ernest North Idaho State Fair. We got entry passes, parking passes with it. Concert is August 19th, 2024. How do you feel about that?
I'm excited for it. I always love going to the North Idaho State Fair, and those two guys are going to be great.
Okay, perfect. All right, so we'll do caller number 7, or do you want to do a different number?
No, let's go 7.
All right, caller number 7, 509-441-0999. Score some Nate Smith Ernest tickets at the North Idaho State Fair coming up on August 19th. And I guess we'll do this again tomorrow. What do you say, Kevin?
Sounds great. Toodaloo.
All right. The Big 99.